It's 6 degrees and cloudy. I'm Steph Crozier with 91X News. Canadian troops are being honored in Ottawa today for the successful conclusion of their mission to keep civilians safe in Libya. Roughly 2,000 Canadian troops deployed to the region in March after the United Nations issued a resolution to protect the civilians from troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. Canadians flew over 1,500 missions and took a lead role in the effort, with Lieutenant General Charles Bouchard commanding the entire NATO and coalition mission. An Ontario court is hearing testimony this week about how three girls allegedly killed by their family complained about life at home, asked to be taken into foster care, and how one attempted suicide. Allison Jones is in Kingston.
The court in Kingston, Ontario, has heard that Sahar Shafia told school officials her family was pressuring her to wear a hijab, that her parents had barely spoken with her in the last 8 months, and that she tried to kill herself. The bodies of 17-year-old Sahar, her sister's 19-year-old Zainab, and 13-year-old Giti, and the body of one of their father's two wives, were found in a car submerged at the bottom of a canal. The girls' parents and their brother Hamed are accused of killing them over family honor and have each pleaded not guilty to four counts of first-degree murder. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press, Kingston, Ontario.
A Peterborough-area man suffered life-threatening injuries after stopping to help when a deer was killed on a rural road. Police say the man was struck by a pickup on Wallace Point Road, south of Peterborough, Ontario, on Wednesday night. He was taken to St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto. Police say it happened after another pickup struck and killed the deer. No names have been released. A couple from Oshawa, Ontario, are now $50 million richer. Don and Linda Ingram held the winning ticket on the November 18th Lotto Max draw. The two picked up their check at the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Prize Center in Toronto this morning. The Ingrams work as cooks in an Oshawa restaurant. Author J.K. Rowling told the British Media Ethics Inquiry Thursday that she felt under siege from persistent journalists who stalked out her home and interfered with her family. The Harry Potter author recalled how reporters would routinely sit outside her house after she published her first novel in 1997. She told the tribunal that she felt a sense of invasion when one journalist went as far as to slip a letter into her five-year-old daughter's school bag. Rowling is one of many celebrities testifying on an ongoing investigation into Britain's notoriously competitive media landscape. Michael Jackson's doctor, found guilty of involuntary manslaughter, will be sentenced next week. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles, has seen what the prosecution wants from the judge.
Prosecutors want Dr. Conrad Murray to get the maximum sentence of 4 years in prison, but because of jail overcrowding here, he'd likely spend very little, if any, of that time actually locked up. They also say in court documents they want him to pay $100 million to Jackson's children for profits lost when their dad died. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Murray was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter on November 7th of this year. That's 91X News to 102. Here's Miller Reynolds with sports.
There are three games in Junior A hockey tonight. The Lindsay Muskies will take on the Kingston Voyagers at 7. The Brampton Capitals will hit the ice against the Markham Waxers at 7:30. And the Newmarket Hurricanes will match up against the Buffalo Junior Sabres, also at 7:30. There's just one game in Empire B this evening. The Picton Pirates will be taking on the Campbellford Rebels at 7:30. After losing two games back-to-back, the Belleville Bulls will try to bounce back against the Erie Otters at 7. There are no games scheduled for the NHL tonight. John Kennedy has been named the first commissioner of the National Basketball League of Canada. The native of Windsor, Ontario, has worked as a sports and entertainment marketing consultant for more than 12 years. League President Andre Levingston said in a statement Thursday, John has an extensive background working in professional sports as a business development manager, strategic planner, event marketer, and scout. The NBL is 5 weeks into its inaugural season. It has 7 franchises across Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, New Brunswick, Quebec, and Ontario. The CFL hands out its hardware tonight in Vancouver. Quarterbacks Travis Lule of BC and Anthony Calvillo of Montreal up for most outstanding player. Calvillo has won the award 3 times already. He became pro football's all-time leader in passing yards this season. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91X Weather.
This afternoon will be mainly sunny with a high of 7 degrees. Clear skies throughout the evening, a low of 5 degrees overnight. Friday morning will also be mainly sunny with a high of 7, with temperatures rising to plus 10 throughout the afternoon with cloudy periods. It's 6 degrees. I'm Steph Crozier with Miller Reynolds, 901X News on the air and online at 901X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.
This is 91X. CJLX. 91.3 FM.